السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers in Islam. Today's message, it has been coming to my heart from yesterday. One message, when I was reading, two people love each other for Allah, and one of them send message to another person. And what the message that said, O Allah, allow our relationship to continue until I meet so and so under your throne and take his hand to the Jannah or take my hand to the Jannah. Subhanallah. Really, subhanallah, about how the sincere people thinking about it. You hear this again and again and again when you read a book like the Book of the Soul by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, rahmatullahi alayhi. By this way, when you read about the early people, what they're thinking about each other, what they're aiming for, look at what they're aiming for. You remember my article about love, which is the love of Allah, the sincere love, started after death, because we make dua for each other, and this journey continue, and the beginning of the love story will be under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine where the love story started. It will start under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called, where the one they love each other for me. Today I put them under my shade. In a day is no shade except my shade of my throne. May Allah make me among those, and may Allah accept you among those. But let me share with you, this journey is not easy. It's easy to talk about it. If the love for Allah is not real, if we have no ikhlas, it will never continue. You remember the hadith Qudsi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is for Allah? Continue and unite it with Allah. And what is not for Allah, it will be broken and discontinue. I see this in my life. People come, people go, people come, people go. Why are you coming? You're coming for Allah. Why are you leaving? Can you say I'm leaving for Allah? Subhanallah, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today we hear people dying all over. You remember my talk about death? People dying, yes. We have to die, yes. But what state we die with? What is our name and legacy in this life? How many people love us? And how many people we love them for Allah? And how many of this relationship continue until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I bear witness to Allah. My heart is so broken because I saw in my life people come, people go. And why we go? We go for ego, arrogant. We forget the goodness of each other. We forget this relationship is called love of Allah, is the glue between each other is Allah. If our relationship for Allah, can it be broken? Can it be really like that? I bear witness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I met many people tell me I love you for Allah. And when a tiny, tiny incident happens, it's gone. You never even give salam. Imagine, salam is too tough. You call this ikhlas? This why, when you study again, niyyah is number one. Ikhlas is number two. And purifying your niyyah and ikhlas is not easy at all. And to leave a legacy until you die with this legacy is not easy. You remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? People will do good deed until they have all their life one span between them and a grave. And they do bad deed and they die with it. And people do bad deed all their life until they have one span between them and the grave. And all of a sudden, Allah allowed them to have a good deed and they die with it. What the fiqh of this hadith? The fiqh of this hadith is to be careful, to be alert, and don't be arrogant with your good deed, ever. You remember in Ramadan, I keep telling you, all of you, don't calculate. Don't think about your good deed, because we do not know which one is accepted. And also, don't give yourself any credit of good deed. Thank Allah, Allah allow you to be a part of goodness and using you for goodness sake. But to do that with ikhlas, wallahi, is not easy. I saw it in my life. When the people get their comfort, once Allah gives them some money, the heart change. The heart change. And all of a sudden, they become full of ego, full of arrogance. And the first thing they will do, they will bite the hand was good to them. May Allah save us to be among those. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ikhlas for our niyyah, ikhlas of our action, ikhlas for our relationship, until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother and sister in Islam, all I can tell you, I worry about myself. After what I'm watching, remember in the end of time, the heart will be fluctuating very fast. And those who really belong to Allah will try to hold tight in their heart and be tight and be alert about what they have in their heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us purity of the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a true believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a true beloved to each other for sabilillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us die with it and meet Allah with it, insha'Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to give us tawfiq to have a legacy of good deed before we die, to have our name famous in the kingdom of Allah and earth by goodness sake for sabilillah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. It is a journey. It is easy for those Allah make it easy for them, and will be difficult for those Allah make it difficult for them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the people who will be rejected by Allah after many years. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. To be in a track, mashallah. To be rejected by Allah and get out of the track, wallahi, is very easy. Very easy. Very easy if the heart diverted. Check your heart quick. Purify your niyyah. See where is your heart. Humble yourself to Allah. And ask Allah, where is your heart? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite my heart to Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me unite to whom? Beloved to Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.